This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. It is wonderful that you have decided to join me today. Today we are looking at 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, and we're looking today at verse 1. So go there with me right now. 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, and verse 1. In our current series on holiness, we're at part 15 today. And this is what God's word says. It says, "So then, since Christ suffered physical pain, you must arm yourselves with the same attitude he had and be ready to suffer too. For if you have suffered physically for Christ, you have finished with sin. You won't spend the rest of your life chasing your own desires, but you will be anxious to do the will of God." This is a powerful word. This is a powerful text. Now, I've already brought you this word before, but in a different form, because I was looking at the entire book of 1 Peter, and we got to this particular place in April of last year. But I want us to look at it again, but with new eyes. Especially since we're looking at the subject of holiness, being set apart for Almighty God, being set apart so that we can say we are set apart, so that we can say that we are holy. Look at what Peter is saying. He's saying, "Since then, since Christ suffered physical pain," that is what he did when he died on the cross at Calvary 2,000 years ago, before he even went to the cross, he was scourged 39 times. Note, they didn't whip him 40 times, because in those days it was said if you were whipped 40 times, it would usually kill you. So they didn't want to kill him by whipping him. So they did it 39 times. And then they took a crown of thorns, because they said that he claimed that he was the King of the Jews. He indeed was the King of the Jews. He was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so they put a crown of thorns upon his head, and they didn't just place the crown of thorns, they smashed the crown of thorns upon his head so the thorns would dig into his flesh. He was then nailed to the cross by his hands and by his feet. And whilst he hung there, he had a spear thrown in his side. Such a cruel death. And he suffered. And he suffered like that for you and for me, so that we could be reconciled with the Father. And his Father knew that that was the only way that he could reconcile man and him. It was the only way. And when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he cried out to his Father in anguish and said, "Take this cup away from me. I don't want to drink its poison." But then he said this, "Not my will, but your will be done." And that's what Peter is talking about now. He says in verse 2, "You won't spend the rest of your lives chasing your own desires, but you will be anxious to do the will of God. Why? Because you have suffered pain. Because you have suffered. You see, Paul suffered constantly. He tells us about how many times that he's been in jail. He's languished in prison because of his faith. Yet it wasn't that long before that Paul was known as Saul and was out looking for Christians to kill them. But that's how Jesus changed him. On the road to Damascus, he appeared before Saul and said these words, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" And Saul was blinded for 3 days. And from that moment, his life was changed. And he knew the gospel was true. And he knew Jesus Christ was true. And he knew that Jesus Christ was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so he suffered for his Lord because he loved him so much. But many of us would say this, "Oh, if there's suffering to be had, can you pass that on to someone else? Because I don't want to do that. I don't want to suffer, thank you." But there are people all over the world, beloved, who are suffering for their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. People right across the Middle East, people in Asia, people in China, they are suffering because of their love of the Lord Jesus Christ. They are suffering on a daily basis. There are people all over the Middle East who are suffering on a daily basis. They can't even meet in public. They can't even worship in public. So they meet and they worship in secret. They are suffering. I preached at a church in Moscow in Russia some years ago. And before I began to bring the word, the pastor said to me, it wasn't that long ago, only a couple of years ago, that this church was invaded by soldiers. They fired their machine guns. Half the congregation was killed as they were looking for Christians. People the world over, beloved, are suffering for their faith. Are you willing to say today that you would suffer for your faith? This is what Paul is saying. This is what holiness is all about. Are we willing to pick up our cross and follow him? Are we willing to make that declaration? Yes, Lord, I will pick up my cross and I will follow you. Are you willing to say that today? Peter says, "For if you have suffered physically for Christ, you have finished with sin." Where are you when we think about that? How badly do you want to be holy? How badly do you want to be set apart for the Lord Jesus Christ? How badly do you want to be set apart for him? How badly do you love the Lord your God? Do you love him with all your heart and soul? If you do, then perhaps you are willing. Then perhaps you are ready to declare that you are willing. Heavenly Father, we love you and we adore you. And we love that we can worship you in spirit and in truth. And Father God, we bring to you today our love and our adoration and our worship. And we declare now, Lord God, we are ready to pick up our cross and to follow you. And to follow you forever and ever. And ever, in Jesus' mighty name. Did you say yes and amen to that prayer? If you did, I want to hear from you. Send me an email to studio@worshipradio247.org and just say, I will pick up my cross and follow him. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.